Blog Talk Radio.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Making a list, he's checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. 'Cause Santa Claus is coming to town. Better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. I mean the big fat man with the long white beard. He's coming to town.
Hi, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. I appreciate you tuning in, and this is going to be our Christmas program. I will not be on air tomorrow due to some family things that have came up, and so today will be our Christmas program. But you can call in and get some answers if you need them. 347-327-9316. I'll be sharing the night before Christmas here in a minute, and then we're going to read the biblical nativity as well. I grew up in church, and so we're going to be doing both of those here just in a short period of time. But if you would like to be a part of the program and you have some burning questions that you need burning answers to, it is 347-327-9316. And, you know, I'm still a kid at heart. I don't know about you, but I still believe. Do you still believe? You know, I don't know. Call me crazy. Call me whatever you want to call me. But I believe that there are miracles. I believe that all things are possible. I believe in a world that can have peace. And we need to pray before as we open the show today. I don't know if any of you have been paying attention to the news. I don't pay attention to the news a whole lot. But I saw this story last night on the news, and I'm really concerned about it, and so we're going to pray about it. There's a lot of fighting going on in Africa right now, and a lot of the United States citizens have been evacuated. As far as I know, the embassy is still there, but could be evacuated at any moment. We need to pray. not just for that situation, but for all situations. And, you know, I believe in the power of prayer. So as we open today's program, we'll be praying about that and continue to pray for my friend Connie and her daughter. Continue to pray for that. And, you know, whatever needs that you have, I pray that those needs are met as well. And so let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll go ahead with the rest of the program. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, right now my heart goes out to the people in Africa, not just the U.S. citizens there, but the citizens of Africa that are in the middle of what could be a civil war that's about to break out there. And I pray that you would just intervene and you would move in the situation. Just keep everybody safe. Keep those in the embassy safe. And just keep everybody safe. That would be a good thing. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray for my friend Connie and her daughter right now. I just pray that you would continue to touch her body. I believe that you're already touching her body from yesterday's prayer. But continue to move in her life. Continue to move in her behalf. And Father, Mother, God, I pray right now that you would use me on this program today, and that I would become that vessel that you always use on this program, and that I would move out of the way and become that vessel that you use. Father, Mother, God, right now I turn my focus to the listeners that are listening to me live and those that will be listening to this program archived later on, and I pray that you would just meet their needs and move in their lives and in every situation that they face. Be with those that are still traveling on the roads to their loved ones or to their destinations. And Father, Mother, God, just keep everybody safe today. And I just thank you for it. Surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. Okay, let's go ahead and take a few calls here really quick. And then I'll read the night before Christmas. So we'll be doing that shortly. Let's say hi to Sherry first. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How can I help you today?
One question. I lost my job on the 13th, and I was wondering if you see a new job for me. Ooh, I'm a little stress level right now.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. I really am. There's a lot of people in that boat right now, but I'm sorry you're in there. And good news, I got good news for you, though. I believe that as you go into next year, I don't feel like anything's going to open up this year. I mean, we're at the end of the year. I really don't see anything opening up in December.
Well, I know that. Forget December.
Yeah, forget December. It's almost in the history book. But I really like that something's opening up mid-January for you.
Oh, gosh. You really do feel that, huh?
Yeah.
It's going to be a good job.
It looks like it's a good job. It looks like it's a job that you'll have for a while. And so that's a good thing, you know, especially in the economy that we're in at the moment still. You know, coming out of recovery and still, you know, jobs are hard to find right now. But I have everything that's telling me that you'll be working by mid-January. So I'm going to step out on that huge limb and say by mid-January.
By mid-January. I've already sent a few resumes out. I know I won't hear back from until January.
I really feel like that next year is really going to be good for you.
Tell me that. You know, I was really betrayed at this
job. I feel like that things are really going to be settling down for you. And, you know, your emotions are raw right now because, you know, you just lost your job. So, you know, that's
raw.
Always hard.
Perfect word.
Yeah.
Raw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, so, but, you know, I really feel like that good things are coming your way. So, you know, you just got to hang in there and just believe. You know, that's a lot of times, you know, faith is believing. And so, you know, we have to believe that things are going to work out for us and, you know, manifest where you want to work. You know, what I would do right now, you know, really put out where you want to work. You know, where's that fit for you? You know, and I still say mid-January. I haven't changed on that. So
happy times are here again.
Yeah. We can dance. I don't have that song. I'll play it right now if I had it, but we don't have that song out here like you. But yeah, you know. So, but yeah, and you need this. You know, it feels like the last couple of years have really been hard on you emotionally.
Thank you.
And yeah, and I really feel like that you need a break, and you would agree with that. So you need something good happening for you. So I definitely see that. Okay.
Thank you, and I love your prayer at the beginning. It's so wonderful. Listen, have a nice day. Okay. Merry Christmas, and thank you so much. Okay.
Merry Christmas. All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Let's go ahead and let's go to stay in Ohio and let's talk to Kay. Hi.
Hi, this is Kay.
Hi, how are you?
You know, I agree with her. That's what I said. Your prayer is so good. They're down to earth and just beautiful. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You know, I belong to AA and I like a guy a lot. His name is Adam there. And today I heard a man answer his phone and call somebody honey. Am I out of the picture?
Okay. I don't feel like you're totally out of the picture. I feel like that you're on a shelf right now.
Uh-huh.
It feels like that, you know, I just feel like that, you know, he has got around somebody else right now. But that doesn't mean that you're totally out of the picture. I feel like that there still could be some hope. But also, you also have to realize that both of you are recovering, okay? And
yeah.
And so you have to keep that in your the back of your mind. And,
yeah. Go ahead.
Because you don't want to continue recovery, and then if he falls off the wagon, I hope he doesn't fall off the wagon. But you know, you don't want to be in that place in case that happens.
I've been sober 11 months, you know.
That's good. That's awesome.
Yeah, and yeah. I don't, you know, my brain works real good because a lot of people are drugs and alcohol. Mine was just alcohol, and I wasn't as bad as some people. I just drank at home. I didn't go out to bars and fall off the stool and
right.
lose my directions and all. So, hey, Michael,
right.
you're so excellent. I was glad you on today, and I wish you the best. Merry Christmas. There
Thank
he
you.
Is, okay? All right.
All right.
God bless you.
I appreciate it. You too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to take a break. My dog needs to go outside, so we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I'm going to read The Night Before Christmas next, and then we'll be taking some more calls. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.
All right, grab a chair, and I'm going to read the Night Before Christmas. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snugged in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. Then what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his courses they came, and he whistled and he shouted and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I threw in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His drawn little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. a wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, filled all the stockings, then churned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sled, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, or he drove out of sight, "Be Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Let's talk to Diane in Florida. Hi.
Hi, Michael. That was really sweet. You have a very sweet spirit.
How can I help you?
I guess I should just ask for a message. There's too much going on to pick one question.
Okay. The one thing that I keep hearing is just be patient with yourself and with others around you, not to take on more than you can handle. You know, I feel like that you're feeling a little overwhelmed at the moment, and so what they're saying is you need to regroup, sort of move backwards a little bit and see the bigger picture. There's a bigger picture that you're missing, and so you need to look for that.
Okay.
All right.
They're just saying
relax, and your angels got you, and they're moving in your behalf, and so I know that. So just continue to, you know, any time that we're with family or with friends, you know, sometimes that can't always be fun. You know, I do think that things will work out for you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye bye. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to 6110. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello?
You're on air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I had a career question. I'll be looking for another position, you know, early next year, and I wanted to see what you're picking up as far as that.
Okay, do you have a path in mind? Do you have a direction that you're aiming at?
Yeah, I want to stick to my same field, you know, that I'm working in. I mean, I wasn't planning on leaving my present company, but it turns out that things are going to end eventually when closer get into the summer. So that's the reason why.
So you're preparing ahead, which is good, which is a good thing. Not waiting until you have to find something. You're already looking for something, so that's a good thing. I would say by February there should be another job for you.
Okay. And do you pick up anything about the company or how I'll be making that connection?
I don't know exactly. You need to put some resumes out, some things like that. But, you know, I think it's going to be through a resume.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Carol. You're on air with me. We'll be in a minute. Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas almost, and a very happy holidays. I'm just curious what Christmas holds for me, what Spirit has to say for me.
The one thing that I keep hearing is keep your eyes open right now. Especially tonight and tomorrow, I really feel like your loved ones are going to communicate with you, you know, through some kind of a sign. I don't know exactly what that sign is, but they're saying to keep your eyes open, your spiritual eyes. You know, a lot of times, you know, we're looking at things with our physical eyes because that's,
right.
You know, a lot of times, you know, that's how we're trained. I mean, that's what we know. We don't know how to look at the world through spiritual eyes yet. We're learning. We're learning and developing that. But so look through your spiritual eyes tonight and just be open to whatever Spirit has in store for you. Because I really feel like that something special is going to happen tonight for you. You're a good person. You got a great spirit. So I believe that Spirit's going to do something tonight. One of your loved ones are going to communicate with you. I feel like
a
woman.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's great. I wanted to share something with you, too, that happened between my youngest son and I. He's 21, so he's not that young, but he's young, relatively speaking. And he was in another city on business, and I was driving home, and I got this incredible feeling that his father was surrounding him, and that the love of Spirit was just all around him. And about a minute later, I received a text message from him saying that he was going to a restaurant, and it reminded him of his father. His father passed in 06, and it reminded him of his father. And so that we were on, like, the same wavelength, and I just thought that was just incredible. And it was such a strong, beautiful feeling for me. The tears came to my eyes. It was really cool.
Because you and him have a very special connection, and you guys can communicate like that. So that's a special way of communicating, and I believe that all of us will do that eventually. You know, we'll be able to communicate, without words, and know what the other one is doing and stuff like that, as we learn how to open up more to Spirit and, get past our fears and our reservations and things like that.
That was a very special time. It was. You're right. We will be able to create that and to connect with others without it happening randomly and kind of taking us by surprise. So that will be wonderful. Right. Absolutely. Well, many blessings to you, Michael.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Right. You have a Merry Christmas. Right.
You too. Bye-bye. You too.
All right. Let's talk to Rose. And before I talk to Rose, let me give you the call-in number. I am taking calls today. 347-327-9316. If you have a Christmas story or something you want to share, along that line, that would be great. A special memory or something, that would be cool. 702, Rose.
Hey, Michael. Happy Christmas Eve.
Happy Christmas Eve. How can I help?
I would just like to know, I had an interesting text from my daughter's boyfriend earlier, and I'd like to know if you see us being able to get along better, in this coming year.
I believe it's possible. I believe it's going to take some work on your part. I believe that he's offering that, and I believe that he's sincere about reaching out to you. It's going to be totally if you take down some of your reservations and some of your things about him and move past that. I believe you guys can have a better relationship, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, it's like he offered that, what do you call that, the olive branch?
Yeah. So. Well, he's trying to make amends and trying the best he knows how. And I believe that he's really sincere. I don't believe it's a game. I believe that he is really sincere about trying to, patch things up between you and him. And, he knows that you don't like him and things like that. So, but he's willing to, try to do better. And so I believe that you guys will have a good relationship. And it's going to take some work and it's going to take some time, but I believe it's possible.
Okay. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. If you'd like to call in, I'm going to go ahead and talk and stuff and do whatever Spirit wants me to do. But if you would like to be a part of the program, you can do that by calling me at 347-327-9316. All right. Okay, let's go ahead and one thing that I always had a memory of Christmas. The one thing that I always can remember is going to church and hearing the story of the birth of Jesus. Okay, and I hope that it doesn't offend anybody. If it does, then it just does. It's a part of my life, and it's a part of my life that I really believe in, and so I'm going to share the nativity story. I'm going to be reading from Luke 2:1-20. Okay? And I'm going to start right now. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. I want to focus on something in that story. And, you know, the words, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." And that's what I believe that the angels are trying to get us to hear today. You know, do not be afraid. You know, we look around a lot of times and, you know, it's really easy for us to go into that place of fear, into that place of doubt. But it's almost like I can hear a heavenly host saying, "Do not be afraid, Michael. You know, things are going to work out for you." It's like I can hear heavenly host saying, you know, "Rose is going to be okay, and Carol is going to be all right, and Susan is going to be okay," and so on and so on and so on. You know, because I believe in good news. And I believe that we are living in a time like no other. You know, I believe that things are changing at a rapid pace. And for a lot of us, we're sort of like on a merry-go-round. I remember when I was a little kid, and I've said this before on the show, when I get on merry-go-rounds, they'd make me really sick because they'd go around in circles but I love merry-go-rounds. You know, I would have to get off, but it was like I loved merry-go-rounds. But I don't like going around and around in circles in my spiritual journey. You know, seeing the same old thing and the same old places and you know, going through that. You know, I'm ready to move forward, and I believe that Spirit is moving me forward. I believe that Spirit's moving this program forward and into a new direction and in a new path. But as we do so, you know, change is change. And change for a lot of us can be a little scary at times, but we have to trust Spirit. You know, I can imagine, you know, as a shepherd, you know, being in the fields and all of a sudden, you know, you're out there, you're talking, you're watching the sheep and, you know, they're wandering around a little bit and, you know, you're paying attention and all of a sudden, you know, this angel appears to you. Just imagine if, you know, you were in your house and all of a sudden this angel appeared to you, you'd probably be a little bit afraid. I'm just guessing you might be, just a little bit. And then it talks to you and it tells you, you know, do not be afraid, for I bring you good news. Because I believe that angels are talking to you. I believe that angels are saying that to you. You might not just see them yet, but I believe you're hearing them. I believe you're hearing that small little whisper. And then, you know, the story goes on to say, you know, that there was a heavenly host. You know, that's a whole bunch of angels. That's a big, huge bunch. That's not just a couple. That's a host. A host is a host. And so, you know, so you can imagine how you would feel. But there was, you know, peace. They felt like the message was true. And so they believed the message. And I want you to listen to what Spirit is trying to say here. You know, they had a message that they delivered to the shepherds. But the shepherds had to believe that the message was right. They could have just said, hey, you know what? I don't think that this is right. You know, it doesn't seem right. You know, we're hallucinating. We're imagining. This can't be true. What are people going to think if we go and check this out? You know, what are people going to say when they hear this story? Have you ever felt like that? You know, angels are telling us stuff all the time, talking to us all the time. But we have to believe the message. You know, it's like with me, when I come to this program, you know, a lot of times I don't have anything planned out. I just open my mouth and Spirit fills it, and I'm thankful for that. And then sometimes I'm here and Spirit isn't filling my mouth. But a lot of times Spirit just, you know, works through me, and I'm so thankful for that. But it takes me believing. You know, I go back to, you know, thinking about Santa Claus and when I was a little kid. And, you know, when I was a little kid, I remember, you know, that I just believed. You know, I couldn't wait to go and see Santa. You know, and I had that twinkle in my eye and you know, that little step. And I remember the first time that, you know, I sat on his lap and you know, I told him what I wanted for Christmas and I went through my list. But it took childlike belief, childlike trust. And that's what I believe that Spirit wants for us as adults. I think that as we become adults, we lose that. I talked about that the other day on a show about Christmas. I believe that we're losing stuff. But I don't believe that it's lost forever. I believe that we can have that again, that childlike belief, that childlike trust. You know, there's a lot of kids right now that are, you know, thinking, hey, you know, I got to get some cookies and I got to get some milk and I got to set that out for Santa because he'll be here. Why not believe? You know, I still believe in Santa. I believe in the spirit of Santa. I believe in the magic of that. And I believe that anything is possible. Because there has been some times in my life when I've looked at things and I thought, how in the heck am I going to get out of this? You know, sometimes we dig holes for ourselves. And then we fall in those holes, and then we're like, how am I going to get out of this? But I have always believed in something bigger than me, something magical, something that goes beyond words. And I still believe. You know, I think that's what we're losing is that, you know, belief that things are going to get better. Yeah, we live in a world of a little chaos here and there sometimes. But we live in a world where we're learning. We're spiritual beings having human experiences. And Spirit never said that those experiences were always going to be smooth. Spirit always has said that they would help us through. Every experience has a lesson to learn. Everyone has that. You know, I remember, you know, going back to some Christmases, you know, just the joy of family and getting together with friends and things like that. And we can have that again, and we can have that magic again. I think somewhere along the line, we've lost the magic of Christmas. We've got wrapped up in commercialism and materialism, and somewhere along the line, we've lost the magic. Can you hear it coming again? Let me close your eyes for a minute. I want you to go back to when you were a kid. Kid listening to me right now, so you don't have to go anywhere. You can just be yourself. But for us adults, sometimes for adults, we get in the adult world and we forget how it is to be a kid. We forget the magic of that. But I want you just to listen for sleigh bells. Can you hear sleigh bells? The magic of Christmas is possible. We go back over to my switchboard. See if there's anybody that wants to talk to me. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to 310. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm good. My name's Anna.
Hi, Anna. How can I help you today?
Hi. I just have a question. It's kind of about a guy I've been talking to lately. I'm just wondering, because we were having some communication for a while, and then it kind of just stopped a few days ago. So I'm just wondering if you see communication starting up again, or what you see, or what spirit
sees. I believe, Yeah, what spirit sees is a good thing. So spirit just uses me to talk through. And I'm thankful for that. But yeah, I just feel like with the holidays and stuff, you know, he's just a little distracted with family and stuff like that. You know, it's the holiday season. I believe that you'll hear from him, I would say, by the end of the month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
that sounded like a surprise, though. It was like, oh. So, but yeah, I would say by the end of the year.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you
so
much.
And I feel like you guys have a good relationship. You know, of course, it's going to take some time to develop and stuff like that, but, you know, I don't feel like that there's any thing that's going to interrupt this relationship at this point. You know, I just feel like that he's busy with either family or work at the moment because of the holidays. And you know, if he thought that you were even thinking that he didn't care, he'd be a little upset. So I mean, he still cares. He's just not communicating right now.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank
okay.
you. Thank
All
you
right.
so much
I appreciate
and happy
you calling
holidays.
You too. All right. Bye-bye. All right. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do that by calling in and punching your one and talking to me. 347-327-9316. So you can do that very simply. And we still got some time. You know, I was going to go off air, but I feel like that Spirit wants me to stay on for a little bit longer. So we're going to stay on for a little bit longer. Feels like I'm waiting for somebody. So, you know, so that's, you know, and I don't know if the somebody is a caller or a spirit that's coming through or could be both. It's just, you know, being a medium sometimes can be very interesting. And a lot of times, you know, we just have to be open to communication. And that's what I'm doing right now. Because I really feel like the spirit wants to communicate with somebody. So I'm going to stay online for a little bit longer and just talk. You know, going back, you know, to the magic of Christmas, you know, if you have a little kid right now, I'm sure that kid is just all excited. And, you know, I used to, what was really hard for my parents, I remember I'd get Christmas gifts, of course, and that was always cool. But I always had this imagination and stuff. And so, you know, I would play with the box, you know, the box that either Santa Claus would, you know, put my present in or, you know, my parents would put, you know, a gift in as well. And you know, I couldn't hardly wait, you know, for those gifts from Santa. You know, you go down to the tree and you see the tag and it said, from Santa. I was like, that is so cool. You know, so, and I always wonder if Santa's hand gets tired. Maybe he writes that magically on there, I think, maybe. Because, you know, you handwrite a whole bunch of those. That would get a little tiring, I think. I don't know. I'm just saying. But, I they'd get so mad at me because I'd play with the toy for a while, and then I would play with the box for hours. You know, because it was that imagination overload. It was like, you know, my imagination was just at the top of all imagination. And I would be just like, okay, what am I going to make this box into? You know, because you could take a box and make it into whatever you want. And I think that what we need to do, and please listen to what Spirit wants to say again, you know, I manifest that box into whatever I wanted it to be. You know, if I wanted it to be a truck, it was a truck. But it was a house, it was a house. You know, if it was a business, it was a business. And I think what we need to do is we need to just manifest, you know, things in our lives. You know. And so. So let's go ahead and talk to Jean. Hi.
Hi. You talking to me?
Hi. I am talking
to you.
Hi
there. Talking
to me.
You're calling. Yes.
I am talking. You didn't call in on a phone number, so I was, like, surprised.
So. Yeah. I've been on here for a while. I called in during the Christmas story, and for some reason or another, it didn't put me through. So
yeah,
I've been listening to you.
I think that Blog Talk's having some issues today and having some problems.
Oh, that's the problem. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Usually when they're taking... Yeah, when they're taking a Christmas break, sometimes that's when they're having problems, and they're on break for a few days.
So how can I help you?
Merry Christmas, by the way.
Well,
so,
Merry Christmas to you.
I
haven't
know,
got to talk
so.
To you in forever. It's been difficult getting connected.
I know. Sometimes that's what happens. How can I help you? Is there something I can help you with? Or?
I would like to... just have a message from Spirit.
Okay. The message I keep hearing is, hold on, better days are coming. So that's
what?
A good thing. Hold on, better. Yeah, on Skype calls sometimes I break up, but hold on, better days are coming is what I keep hearing. Yeah, let me go ahead and close you off, and then I'll try and continue the reading. But because on Skype calls, sometimes when I'm on a Skype call, it breaks through and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, the one thing I would tell you, Gene, is they're telling me to hold on, better days are coming. And also your husband, he keeps telling me that he's around you and that he loves you and that he is watching over you. And knows that days have been difficult, but he also keeps telling me that better days are coming. That's what he keeps saying as well. Now, let me go ahead and pull a couple of cards on this as well really quick here. And the trust card is the first card that popped up. And, you know, the one thing that they're telling me to tell you is, you know, just trust Spirit, trust your angels. And your health is going to be getting better, too, as you go into 2014. I really feel like that your health issues are behind you, and 2014 is going to be better. The next card I pulled for you is Ideas and Inspiration, really wanting you to use your imagination and also something about painting or photography maybe, something like that. I feel more painting in this area. So I really feel like that they want you to pick up a paintbrush and stuff like that. So hopefully that helps you, and I'm sorry that, you know, that couldn't talk to you in person. But a lot of times when I'm on a Skype call and stuff like that, it's hard to get Skype calls sometimes. All right. Robert, you're on air with me. Oh, we'll be. Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How can I help you?
I just want a general reading if you can get from my dad. It's
okay.
A tough year. It's going to be the first year without him, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, and it's always that first year without our loved ones around us in physical form, it's always hard. I totally understand that. But, you know, he's telling me, Robert, that he's around you and with you and a big part of your life. He wants me to tell you that. You know, even though you can't see him in physical form, that doesn't mean that he's not around. So he wants you to know that. You know, as you go into next year, I really feel like that next year is going to be a year of abundance for you, where things really start opening up for you. And, you know, the one thing that I would do is when you have those moments when you're missing him, you know, those moments of depression when you're missing him in physical form, just close your eyes and just imagine him. And he tells me that you would see him, that you would feel him. So that would be his way of communicating with you. Okay?
Oh, thank you, Michael. And Merry Christmas to your mom and your dad. Can you pull a card out for me, Mike, if you can?
Yeah. Let me go ahead and pull a couple of cards really quick here. No problem. I have a new love card in front of me. Have you been ever open to a relationship? Are you open to a relationship?
I'm trying to, Mike. I'm trying.
Okay. Well, I would be open to that because the very first card that I've popped up here is new love. So I feel like that's very highly potentially opening for you as you go into 2014. So, and I got an emerging card for you as well, saying that things are coming together. So I would really be, yeah, you got signs card, your dad showing you signs that things are going to open up. But I would feel like that 2014 is going to be that year that somebody comes into your path. In a romantic sense. So, all right.
Cool. Thanks, Mike. Love you.
You're
and
welcome.
And happy to hear you, and joy to hear you and your prayers and everything. And we give prayers to your mom and dad. And
all right,
wish you all
you.
The best this year and for the new year.
I appreciate
all right, brother.
It. All right. I love you too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, that's nice. All right, we're getting ready to go off the air. I think that we're done for today. We will not be on air tomorrow. We'll not be on air tomorrow. There's some things that I'll be doing that I wasn't planning on doing, but I'm glad I'm getting ready to do them. So that's always a good thing. We'll always be open to possibilities and things like that, always. Because I think a lot of times we limit ourselves and limit spirit a lot, and so things like that. So, well, you guys have a safe Christmas, the night before Christmas, I guess, and have a safe Christmas. If you're on the roads, please buckle up. I like to talk to you on this side of the veil, not on the other side. So be sure you buckle up and keep your eyes open for people. Unfortunately, a lot of times people get in their cars and they've had some drinks and stuff like that. So just keep an eye open for people and things like that, okay? All right, well, we're done, and I'm going to go ahead and play another song here. I love this song, and we're going to close out with it. So you've been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I appreciate it so much. If you would like to set up full readings with me, you can do that at www.insightswithmichael.com. Those readings are on sale until the end of the year. Then they will go up. So it's www.insightswithmichael.com. You don't have to get a reading today or even tomorrow. You can schedule those whenever you want them. But if you want them at the prices that they are, you're going to have to do that really soon. So it's www.insightswithmichael.com. All right. Also, if you would like to make a donation to this program, you can do that. Right now, you would have to do it through our email address. Send us an email and tell us that you would like to donate, and then I would send you a link for you to do that. For some reason, our donation button is not working on our website. And so if you would like to make a donation, you could write us at youarawakening@gmail.com. All right. We're going to close out. You guys have a Merry Christmas. And I want to say before I really close out here that I love you and I appreciate you so much. And so, yeah, you are family to me. So have a Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you, let's see, What is today? Tuesday, Wednesday. I'll talk to you Thursday. Okay. All right. At 3:30 p.m. Central. We'll talk to you then. All right. Bye-bye.
Can